Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word Kate. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word Kate.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight? No!
We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
I love that speech. I could just listen to that every day. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, at your service. And so happy to have you listening from wherever you're listening, whatever country you're listening from, or state, or Canada. We never forget about you guys, too, up there. Good Canada base up there. And I welcome you to the show today. We've got great guests today, so this is going to be really an interesting. So just park the car and sit back and listen. I've got Dr. Carrie Madej on. And Dr. Carrie Madej is one of my favorites because she's not afraid to speak out about anything. And I really, really appreciate that. As far as this goes, let me just say any conversation with Carrie is worth having because she's just going to tell you the point blank truth. We were just talking on the break. Welcome, Carrie, by the way.
Hi, Kate. Hi. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad to have you on. I'm so glad you agreed to come on. And let me just say, you have a lot to say, and I don't want to interrupt any of it because I want everybody to hear. But we were just talking about the overall circus. Would you like to give any thoughts about the overall circus going on, the theatrics going on in the news today?
Oh, you know, I can't watch it. It's nauseating because everything seems to be scripted and fabricated and we're just told what to believe.
Yep.
And, you know, if we were actually there seeing things with our own eyes, I'm sure it'd be quite a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes back to, you know, even my profession within medicine. and we all wonder, okay, why is this happening? Why is injustice happening every day? Nothing is going the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Nobody's following the laws that we think that we have. We're being suppressed, oppressed. And then that's when I started to look into history, really, the mm-hmm. real history that we're not taught in schools. And looking back, I'd say 1666, that's 1666, mm-hmm. that year, that was monumental in how things changed around the world. And it's a system that we're still in. So it's called maritime law. Mm-hmm. And that's not the law that we're supposed to be under. So we're taught that, constitutional law, the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really being run that way. We're under this maritime law that actually categorizes us as chattel or property. We don't have rights as we're supposed to. So this is part of the reason. And then you can go even into when we have zip codes added to our address, the mm-hmm. zip codes actually make us residents of Washington, D.C. And then you're just visiting where you're mm-hmm. living. That's
wow.
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So when if you use a zip code, you're saying, yes, I'm a resident of Washington, D.C. And that's how they can get you under the corporation of the United States. And therefore, they're not going with the original Constitution. Mm. So all that being said, I found out more and more, of course, you probably talked to your listeners uh-huh. about the birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
How the birth certificate actually makes a second you, a fictitious you, mm-hmm. and all
we're a commodity.
The SQV trust. Yes,
yeah.
exactly. And you're
mm-hmm.
traded, et cetera. And they can do things to your fictitious you, but not to the living, breathing woman or man. But anyhow, when I learned about all this, I realized, well, this is why we can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And this really hit home with, let's say, the hospitals, because, of course, I was in that crash. Mm-hmm. I need another surgery. I don't trust these hospitals. Nobody's
right.
doing proper medicine. The corporations run it. So how do we actually form our own true good hospital that's based on the sanctity of life and doing
right.
the right thing.
And health, actual health.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So mm-hmm. in the past, I know what will happen if we just try to do it outright right now. They'll mm-hmm. shut it down one way or the other.
Right.
And that's because we're not given the rights that we're supposed to have as a living, breathing woman or man under God's law or the true Constitution, the original. So I realized that I had to separate away from mm-hmm. that, meaning I had to pull away from that Babylonian system, and I'm in the process of doing that, where I'm giving up any titles or licenses, anything like that, anything that connects me to them, mm-hmm. and saying that I am not your property. I am a living, breathing woman. I am the daughter of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the grantor of the original jurisdiction. I am we the people, right? And
right.
I'm a beneficiary. And so as I'm doing that, I'm not letting them, be over me or mm. my master. So if we have enough of us do that, we can own our land outright and actually then go by what God's law and our constitutional law is instead of what they're telling us what to do. So to me, that's the only way to get a true health system, something that's right and true, that the corporations aren't running the show there.
Yeah.
And so this is my goal of doing this. But in the process, I can tell you, I feel so much better. When I made that declaration uh-huh. and I wrote the medical board, I put mm-hmm. them on notice. I told them how they were violating God's law. They are violating our Constitution, the Bill
right.
of Rights. And that they could not take away my ability to help heal people because it's my God-given right, and I will continue to do that in the example of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the apostles, and the prophets. And so, and I also told them, I know what's going on with the birth certificate. I'm merging everything. You can't come after me with that. I'm giving you back the title of doctor because doctor is a maritime law title. Mm-hmm. So as I keep giving back more things, I actually, it's like a transformation. I feel better.
Right.
The spiritual renewal when you do that. And I don't know if people know this, but a doctor is given a taxonomy code too. So we're given a code that you give an animal. Like if
Jeez.
You want to have an elk or a bear, they have a taxonomy code. So they gave one to me as an internal medicine doctor. So I'm they actually do categorize us as animals. So this is when you see what they're doing, and now it's like, okay, I get this. I get the tricks that you're doing, but we consented to it unknowingly. So now that we know, we can say, I know who you are. I know what's going on. I've been writing the local court, putting them on notice, asking them questions. And all these questions prove that they're fictitious and false courts. They're not supposed to be, they don't have jurisdiction over a living, breathing woman or man.
Right.
So I know it can sound confusing if you've never heard this before, but when you start learning some of the history, everything that's ever happened in the world will make sense. You'll understand why wrong things happen all the time. But then I understood that we're actually consenting to it. You know, ignorance is not an excuse. Apathy is not an excuse. It's still an answer, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's upon us to educate ourselves. And according to the original Constitution, it's we the people. It's God, then we the people, right? God gave us unalienable rights. There's nobody between us and God. And so when the Constitution is not being fulfilled, those government entities are not doing their job, it is really, we are the last thing that we are the ones that actually are supposed to make it anew. We're the ones that's supposed to, we're supposed to make that action, make that move. And so we haven't. We haven't done anything. We haven't even learned what's really going on.
No, you're right. So we just kind of take it. We take it. We present our social security number everywhere we go. We fall all in line with getting that birth certificate that they make us get for proof to go and, you know, do things and go anywhere. I did a whole show once on the passport, because the passport, you're mailing yourself across water. You're mailing yourself to another country. No one ever realizes, like, we don't look under everything to find out what it means. We just kind of go with it because we're told, right? You have to have all these things.
Words are powerful. And, you know, I never realized how powerful they were until researching all of this and how they've been twisting and turning the words on us. And so, you know, the definition of attorney is actually means to twist and turn. And when you look at the word legal or legalese in the Encyclopedia Britannica, it actually says to undo God's law.
Wow.
And we've been, you know, and English is not the best language at all, because if you look at how all the words they're really more cultic, really. It's not true, like, God's language. But, you know, we were born into this. We didn't know. But now this education's coming out. This information's coming out. And so it's up to us to do a lot of work, meaning we have to start researching and learning about the real history. And that's illuminating. And then looking to see, really, right now, we still have rights. At this very moment, I don't know for how long, but we still have them. We just have to know how to speak, how to stand, and to have that authority and confidence, which is used in the scriptures, where you stand in authority. You know who you are. You stand as a living, breathing woman or man, and you claim authority over your body and your land, your family. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And it's a lot about the way you present yourself, right? If you don't believe in what you're saying, it won't work.
That's so true. That's so true.
So the little that I've done so far has been amazing.
What about your life? Like, how does your life change when you finally realize this? And like you said, you started, you handed back the doctor, you know, that title. And so what changes in your life when you start to take control like this?
Well, I was really prescribing very little medicine anyway, so it didn't change that much, because there's no prescription. I still do consultations with people, because I can still do that. I can still, you know, give them my analysis, and I like more natural things anyway. So that doesn't change that part, and I can educate. Good. Plus, I think we need to learn how to be healthy without running to a doctor all the time, and so my goal is to start teaching people in bigger groups how they can be healthy. Why do they get sick? So they never have to go to the doctor. They understand their body on a bigger level like that. And I've been called to speak to people in person. It's more powerful when you get, you know, physical and one-on-one.
Right.
And we need to be encouraged with one another. People are feeling scared, alone, and not feeling like there's others out there like them. And so having that camaraderie and knowing that somebody else has your back and knowing where each other is. So that's really important right now.
Okay.
So we're doing that.
I'm going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. I'm talking with Carrie Made, Dr. Carrie. Well, Carrie Made. here on out, Carrie Made. I love that. And of course, she's been a huge voice to talk about the fact of it was never a virus. It was a whole lot of gullibility on our part as a people, and we can't let that happen again. She's been a huge voice in helping people to understand the medical cabal. And now, Sovereign Citizen, very interesting. Need to listen up on this one. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We'll be right back. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now.
Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about, with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. Balance of Nature is a product I love. It is so clean, no chemicals, no pesticides. They grow their own fruits and vegetables, and then you get 31 fruits and vegetables. They take the air and water out and give you the phytonutrients, and those are capsulized, and they are a great sponsor of the show. And let me just tell you, I love this product. I take it all the time. That and copper and magnesium from FIQ, and that is my multivitamin for the day. I love these products. My family loves these products. We don't go without them. And by the way, the code word is Kate. When you put in the code word Kate, pull the trigger on this, get it done, because I'm telling you, your immune system is on the inside of your body and it needs a lot of help right now. Anything that you can give it. And this is the best product I've found for a food supplement is Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code word Kate and you'll get 35% off and free shipping and get it done. You're going to love me for this one. All right. Carrie Made is with me. Carrie Made, outspoken physician, talking about COVID. And I've had her on the show. We've talked about her plane crash that she escaped. And I am so happy to hear that, because that should have killed you. And I think somebody was tampering with your plane. I think there was too many things that went down that day that should have never happened. I'm just grateful you're alive, Carrie.
Me too, Kate. That's a surreal experience. I don't think I've processed it all yet. But
yeah.
Many miracles happened that day, and, you know, definitely I'm still here because of the grace of God, and I'm very thankful, and I know that I have purpose here.
Yeah.
But yeah, the you know, investigation's definitely being covered up, so
yes.
But I can't find out more than that, and I just need to move on. But
Right. I'm just grateful to God that you're with us, and honestly, what a blessing. And let me just tell you, this has been a topic of conversation for a lot of people. Some people are afraid to even talk about what Sovereign Citizen means and all of the things that surround us, like our birth certificate, the meanings of those, all caps on our social social security card, the fact that we were never supposed to use a social security card as an identifying number, but we clearly do. It's on every single form. All of these things that are just hardly ever talked about and need to be talked about because they're our history and they're what we have to indulge in. Two things. Number one, I did a show years ago where on the Illinois, because we're our show's in Illinois too, and in Illinois, the Attorney General had a whole section on their website talking about how they belong to the Crown and that everything surrounding the bar is all about the Crown and all about England and how they admittedly were part of the Crown. And that was really enlightening. And then, of course, all kinds of things that, you know, kinds of things we've talked about on the show. But I know a lot of people, when they start to look into this, they get fearful too, because of the fact that we've had some examples made by the federal government of putting people in prison with taxes and with other things too. Did you want to comment on that for the people out there that go, I know, but I've heard of some people trying to separate themselves and these things happened?
Yeah, what I see most of the time is that people learn some things, but not everything. Mm. And when that happens, you will get in trouble that way, because it is, you have to understand everything that we have been put under, you know, all the nuances, not just the driver's license, not just the property tax. So that means you're going to have to do education and compare some things. Mm-hmm. And no one purposely leading anyone wrong. It's just because this is kind of a newer thing for everybody. But I think that if you take the time and get some counseling on what you're doing and understand how to stand and present yourself, and understand the whole picture, that really protects you.
Yeah.
And nothing is a for sure thing. Nothing protects you 100%. And right now we're going through some perilous times. We're going through times that people should realize by now that the ultimate of enslavement of humanity is there. That's about to take place if we do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, this is God's law. And I believe in God. I believe in miracles, obviously. And
right.
I believe in standing for what is right and true. And it's the hill I'm willing to die on. And so, and I feel so good doing it. This is the right way to live. So is anything going to protect me 100%? No. But at least I know in my heart I'm doing the right thing and I know where I'm going.
Right.
So that's why I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank goodness we don't need that many brave people to make changes in the world.
That's so true.
But, you know, these demons, they're worse than people can imagine. So it's not what you see in the television. What they want for us is a really horrific future.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't stand for it. I won't be a part of that. And so this is not just for me, it's taking a stand for everybody, for all people in the world, for the children. And that's what we have to do, because there is no other choice.
Right.
You know, what they want for us is not even human. So this is when we stand up for what is right and true. The earlier, the better. It makes it a lot easier if we start doing it now. The word is powerful. People have to realize how powerful our words are. We can create with God anything. I
mm-hmm.
mean, it's quite fascinating just how we speak can change our physiology. It can change how a plant grows. There's so many research experiments to show that. So, and standing without fear, I used to have so many problems when I was still fearful and I was still standing up for people. But the second I just got sick of it, I have no fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it is like this barrier is put out, right?
Love it.
And, you know, if you're doing what is right in God's eyes and you are convicted, there's a lot of protection there.
Right.
So
you're right.
That's what we need to do. I mean, have
more faith,
life.
You mean?
That's something.
Have more faith.
Yeah.
You know,
if you don't believe in what you're doing, you don't believe in your words or have faith, or you don't really believe in what God has promised us,
mm-hmm.
then you'll fail.
Yeah.
But the second you know it in your heart, the path will open up for you. The light is there for you.
Oh, I love that idea. I really do. And you know, the one thing that I saw that we lacked faith, we immediately turned to government for solutions and for knowledge, which was our biggest mistake when they were trying to go with the whole COVID narrative of 98 symptoms for this name of COVID. And it was interesting to me, the lack of faith I saw all through the United States, the lack of faith. And it was all about the government having every single answer. And see, that was a great, that should have been something that taught us such a big lesson in all of this, how quickly we turn to government over faith in God, right? If it was truly a thing.
And look what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Look what happened. And, you know, you have to start at least doing some things to learn about this, because you can just start making your own letterhead, declaring who you are, and also saying, you know, going to write the local court. There's nothing wrong with that. And you're asking, it's a letter of inquiry.
Right.
Please tell me these things. What is your business light? Where's your business license? Because they're a for-profit. They're not supposed to be.
Right.
That's why they don't want to tell you, because then they're a fictitious court. What species of money are you using? Because according to the Constitution, they can only use gold and silver, and they're using fiat money. They know these things are wrong. They don't want to answer them. And they'll never answer them incorrectly, because if they lie, it's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go and tell you the truth, they're in trouble with their own kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they'll do is just not answer you, or, you know, do something else. But you can, you know, write these letters three times. They'll never answer them properly. And then you can make a decree, a declaration.
I see. And
it actually is it holds up in court. It's mm-hmm. evidence in court to state that they don't have a jurisdiction over you. But you have to do more than that. But that alone will start to prove to you that these things are happening, that we've been mm-hmm. in a fictitious world, a fictitious government the whole time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're so afraid of us waking up. Every time one of us writes a letter like that, they freak out. Just one person. Imagine if we had 100 people doing it.
That's so
and
true.
Then, I mean, it doesn't take that many. It's that we've been scared into submission. And mm-hmm. so they're afraid of us waking up and realizing who and what we are and stating this is the way it's going to go. They are so frightened of that. So if they're just frightened of one person doing that, just imagine, like I said, Kate, 100 people doing it.
Yeah.
Pulling the kids out of school because you're not doing the right job. No, mm-hmm. we're going to do it this way.
So true.
You know, and having that faith that it'll work out, because I've walked away from all my material possessions and I still had food on my plate. I had very little money for a while,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I make it back because I have trust and faith in doing the right thing.
I love that.
And that's what people have to do, not be so addicted to their stuff.
Yes.
And
amen.
And do what's right and true, and know that there's always a way that's made for you, and that it takes a village, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We needed to depend on one another.
I love this.
Otherwise, we're just the walking dead. So what are you afraid of? You're already dead already, right?
That is so true. Remember how I was talking about the Attorney General? The 1915 case on the Attorney General's website, the history is still there, and it says that the powers generally understood to belong to the Attorney General of Illinois at common law are this: to prosecute all actions necessary for the protection and defense of the property and revenues of the Crown.
It is 100%. When you do your research, you'll find that out.
Yep.
That we answer to the British Crown.
Yep.
And they answer to the Pope, actually. This is not conspiracy theory. You can look it up. And
amen.
And when you have a bar attorney that signs you on as a client, I just found this out, and mm-hmm. I'll never have that again, because when you sign on, it'll say a ward of the court. If you look that up in Black's Law Dictionary, it's their dictionary, it'll say mm-hmm. that you're either an infant or a person of unsound mind. You're telling them you're an idiot. The court is already knowing you're an idiot.
Really?
There's no way you can win. And so to put someone in jail, there has to be three signatures.
Right.
One is a judge, one's a prosecutor, and the third is your attorney.
Mm. Wow.
If you don't have the bar attorney, then it has to be you to sign.
Hmm.
I mean, unless it's some extreme circumstance, once you learn this joke of a court and how it's set up, and that's why they summoned you, you know, it's all fictitious and fraudulent. Now, you just can't go in tomorrow and just say, I'm a free person. You have to actually do the work and do the education. That takes you some time. It's not like you can do this overnight.
Right.
But if you know how to stand and what to say back to them, it's powerful.
There are letters that you write, and a certain amount of letters that you write in. You can give up your titles and statuses. So then you do not participate in the Social Security system, right? Or you don't participate in any of their programs. of socialization.
Yes, but you can not be associated with that fictitious Social Security number anymore. You can mm-hmm. declare that. But you can still collect the money because you already paid into it.
I see.
Even
okay.
the same thing for Medicare. You can not be that fictitious self of yours, but yeah, you can still collect the money. Mm. Absolutely, 100% you can.
Okay.
So people are thinking that that's not true. That it is true.
Yeah.
You know, and then just know that the system, it's so corrupt. It goes even to the Child Protective Services. So this is why we have to learn this, because
right.
David Lester Strait was saying that in 1 month, there was about 550 children that went missing within the CPS system.
Jeez.
These were kids. They were in foster homes. It kept bouncing around. And in 1 month, they lost 550 of them.
Wow.
I mean, the child trafficking that's going on through these systems. So it's not just us, you know, we don't want to pay taxes. We have to look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
There's crimes against humanity and human trafficking that's going on, and it's been going on. And tomorrow it could be your child, because more and more we're seeing, you know, people going
yes.
after, you know, for false accusations and their children being taken from them.
And
it's all for profit. They're
yes.
for profit too.
We're going to go to a break quick. We're going to go to a break a little bit more with Carrie Madej when we come back. But, oh, I so agree with this, because the state wants your kids. They want parents completely out of the picture. They've already done it through the public education system. I'll be right back with Carrie Madej. Do not go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
This song. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Get over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and order some great products for Mother's Day and Father's Day. You can get up to 90% off, and the slippers are amazing. I know many people that own those slippers, and let me tell you, they walk around in them outside, inside, all the time, because they have an outdoor sole, too. They are fabulous. There's a closeout on the down comforters. Get them while you can. The down comforter is the most amazing down comforter I have ever owned, and I'm a bedding person, so that's saying something. The sheets are amazing. The towels are amazing. The pillows, my pillows are great. Look, there's so many wonderful products. And if you want to turn a bad mattress, an old mattress, into a great mattress again, their mattress toppers are phenomenal. So I'm just telling you, Mother's Day, Father's Day is coming. Get the deals while they still have them in stock, especially the slippers and the down comforters. They are amazing. Go to mypillow.com, code word Kate, okay? And make sure you're taking copper. Make sure you're taking magnesium. FIQ, copper and magnesium are two of the best delivery systems I've seen. And I've done shows on copper. I'm telling you, we're missing this. It is the master mineral, and we're missing this in our bodies. Carrie Madej joins me, and there's so much we could talk about. Carrie, we could do hours on this show. There's just so many things that I love about Carrie Madej, and one of them is just speaking out about these kinds of things that we're talking about right now, our citizenship. Who are we as people? And having that faith in God to kind of do your research and see what has been going on and how they've been hijacking us for a long time. You mentioned the pivotal date of 1666, and that number alone should make people wonder about the year that all of that happened, 1666, and also 1871. What happened in 1871, right, Carrie? Because there was so much that happened in this country as far as the corporation.
Yeah, I mean, we really are not in a country, we're in a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal.
Right.
So, you know, even police officers and sheriffs are surprised to know that they're just running a corporation. And police really means policy officer. They're not really, their first, a duty is not to defend the people, really. It's about to enforce the policies.
Yeah.
What the words really mean. So if we're in a corporation, we all have roles. We're, you know, employees of the corporation. And so this is how our Constitution and Bill of Rights that we know are not being followed. And this is how they can get away with the voting that obviously is not.
Right.
It's not
very fraudulent. Mm-hmm.
And why nothing happens in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we are employees, or if we are just residents of Washington, D.C., and that part, I mean, all these different ways that they kind of recategorize us,
mm-hmm.
then we don't have a right to vote.
Yeah.
So this is how they can do these little loopholes and find ways of getting away with this. and they're just not saying it out loud. So you can get away from all of that mess, all of that chaos by saying, I'm not playing your game. I'm not fighting you. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I know what I am. I'm declaring who I am and what I am. And I'm following the true laws of God's law and the original Constitution, Bill of Rights. Period. And then you have to be educated about everything because we were taught wrong since we were born. So this is why it takes some time to do that. But if you stand firm and you know what you're doing, and it takes more than one of us, of course.
Right.
It takes a group of us.
Sure.
But I believe in that so much. And also, it's like I said, you can walk with your head up high. You can actually, you know, have a sense of worth instead of saying, oh my gosh, what else are they going to do? What's the next thing they're going to do?
Right.
So it's, like I said, it's about living, you know, with purpose and living with dignity and knowing that, you know, you are a daughter or son of God, and this is the way it's going to happen. And this is how I will protect the weaker and more fragile. And and no matter what happens, I know where I'm going when I die. So I'm not going to die a coward.
I love this. I love this. We have a question. What are some sources where we can learn and start becoming a free man or a free woman?
AmericansInAction.org, O-R-G, or .info, I-N-F-O. It's a good site to start with. David Lester Strait, there's some YouTube videos. You can look at his stuff as well.
Americans in Action?
Yes.
Okay. Americans in Action. Okay. Excellent.
And then David Lester Strait, people can just start, you know, looking on YouTube. He's got lots of videos on there. It's just fascinating to know about things, even like the marriage license. Like we're not supposed to have licenses for all these things.
Right.
You know, this is a crazy thing. You don't need a license to be married because then you're tied to the state.
And
the state actually has a relationship with the man and a relationship with the woman. And then there's when you look at their algorithm or their diagram of it, there's a dotted line on the bottom, which is God, which means it's unstable. So God is not even in the equation at all. It's just a contract with the state.
Right.
So all you have to do is actually have a Bible, because a Bible is legal in the courtroom, and just have the dates in there, the names, people getting married, and then you can just register that with, I believe, the probate court. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be licensed to think about that. It's crazy.
Right.
It still gives you the legal rights you need. It's without having to be conformed to the state and what they mandate from you.
Yes.
But that's just one of many things when you find out about all these different
things. What was the first thing that you looked at? Was it birth certificate? Was it social security numbers, identification numbers?
Birth certificate.
Was it?
To find out what happened, you know, where were you assigned these numbers, and then finding out how the birth certificate, the original birth certificate, they'll actually say mother as the informant. And the second that it's signed, it gives the state guardianship over me or whoever is signed as a birth certificate. So the parents only have temporary guardianship. The real owners of the child are the state. That's why they can always take your kid from you at any time. And so when the child goes to public school, unless they're on a bus or whatever, they actually, the guardianship switches back to the state.
Wow.
It's crazy to know this. This is why they can give your kids even shots in the school. It's actually in the books that they're allowed to give them. It's called implied consent. They can give your kid a vaccine even at school.
Jeez,
they haven't
without you knowing
yet, but they could. Mm-hmm. Yes, because your child really isn't yours. And they're becoming more and more where they're trying to say, look at they're manipulating the children in school with some of the counseling, and they're being very you know, differential with transgender and influencing them and saying, we don't have to tell your parents. We can do this in secret. Of course, these crazy books they have in the libraries that are very unfit for children. And this is where people need to realize the state really is trying to separate and break up the family unit. They've done a good job so far, and they're really going after the children. And this is my worry, that they're going to keep doing that, because they can keep taking children away because they make money. You know, each child is worth $3.3 million.
Jeez.
So that's in the SESCUV fund. So you'll find out that each of us has a trust fund that's allotted to us. Right. We didn't know it. There was a website, GMEIutility.org, that you could actually put in your social security number and see how many people are trading you.
Yes, and yes. And Fidelity, there's a website, I think at Fidelity, you can find out your worth on the on the stock market too. Go ahead. Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think GMEIutility actually changed their website because too many people were looking at it. They're finding out that we're all being traded. But one of the big issues with that is with children. They can make money off your child. They found out that there's like a $40,000 bonus if a child's taken from the parent's home, you know, put in foster care. They're getting paid for this. How can they be unbiased about what's going on?
Right.
And so, I mean, there's a dollar sign on all of our heads. And just think about it. Well, it hasn't happened to you or your family, but tomorrow it could. They could come up with, you know what, you're not being a good parent. You didn't give your child the vaccine. You know what, you're not being a good parent. You didn't embrace the critical race theory. You're not being a good parent.
Right.
XYZ, right?
Right.
You didn't take your child. So this is why I really feel that people, everybody needs to start learning about this. Everybody needs to know something about this. It doesn't mean you're become a state national, but my gosh, we have to learn this to protect our own.
You know, we know what's interesting too is I was in the uniform commercial code, the UCC. What's interesting about the UCC is you can actually look up your trading info there. Okay, and what did they use in 20 states just recently to put in the framework? More framework, I should say, not the framework. More framework for digital currency to come about. They did updates to the uniform commercial code, and they did this in 20 states to lay down the tracks. And South Dakota said no, they weren't going to do it. And isn't it interesting how it all goes back to the UCC? And so the something with digital currency is also in that UCC. And that's the same thing that controls the trading on you and I, right? So the commercial law that allows the trading to happen, it's kind of interesting that digital currency is wrapped up in those new updates.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a way to tag and trace every tiny thing on the planet to have the ultimate of control over everything. I mean, it's these few people that are in power, they're psychopaths, they're narcissists, they don't have a heart, they're not even really human. And so, but we're allowing it to happen.
Right.
And so it's really coming back on us, and we're going to get pushed and pulled until finally we react. Because truly, nobody's really reacted yet. And so that's why it's better to do something now before it gets much worse, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know where I stand. I know what I'll do 100%. I pray that more of our brothers and sisters will wake up to this.
I do, too. I do, too, before it's too late. You can go to fidelity.com if you're curious about this, maybe to get your own ball rolling on this, and research, click on quote, click on symbol, look up the, enter the birth certificate number, which is usually your year of your birth first, and then the number, your birthday certificate number is in the top box, you know, in the right-hand corner, and then make sure the two top areas say mutual fund and fund number, and then do your search, and you can find out who's trading you, what's going on with you, the duplicate of you in regards to your birth certificate.
And it's interesting to know that, you know, all of our utility bills have already been paid in our SESTA-QV fund. When you're paying them, you're paying twice.
Wow.
Credit cards. Why do you think they push credit cards for your credit score?
Yeah.
Because the credit card companies have access to your SESTA-QV fund. They are already paid for whatever you're charging on the card. And then you're paying on top of it twice. You're paying twice.
Jeez.
So this is why it's so tied to your credit score, because they, the more that you're putting on your credit card, the more they can suck off of your trust fund.
Wow.
And now that makes sense to me. I couldn't figure out why is it such a big deal having these credit cards, and not just having them, you must keep charging on them all the time.
Yes.
Why was it so important? Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Because they can actually get into your fund and double dip and get twice as much money.
Wow. Oh, the cabals are just... there's so much evil. There's so much evil. And I think I love that you went down this and that you found this out and that you're actually doing something about it, because many people haven't. And I haven't separated myself as a sovereign citizen, but I'm learning so much from you. And I think it's wonderful that you've done that. So hats off to you.
It's a process, you know. Yeah. Like, or if you have children, you can at least learn the part about what do I do to protect my children. There's many different ways people have done this. Some are more creative. And actually, mm-hmm. what you have to do is actually claim ownership of your children, believe it or not.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing. It's so that, no, you are the ones that are actually the parents of the child, not the state.
Right.
And so it depends on who you are and what's going on in your life. So me, it was, I wanted to cut off from the medical system, and I want to have a truly healthy way that somewhere we can go. But if you have, if you're a parent, you might want to look into how do I protect my child? Mm-hmm. Or you have land, you own a lot of land, you should look at land patents.
Right.
But at the same time, still learning about everything.
Yes, yes. I'll have to have Ron Gibson back on talking about land patents, too, because a lot of people have been asking about that lately. And that is owning all of the land and minerals under your land. So it's actually yours to the core of the earth. And I think it's so important that we do the paperwork to do that. So I'll have him back on. And there's so much to know about all this. But I did a whole show on the fact that Congress and the Senate have their own credit union in what's really a different country, because it's District of Columbia, but it's so amazing to me, so many things that we don't talk about as a people ever. And there's just so much hidden all the time. And so I love that you're talking about this. Carrie Madej, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate you speaking out about this, because it isn't easy. You know, I think people that hear this for the first time might be just deer in the headlights right now, but I love that you're talking about it. So thank you for that.
No, thanks for having me on, Kate.
Oh, this
and,
is great.
Yeah, this is just the beginning of us learning what's really going on. We have to go through this, though, so it's,
appreciate
it's a good
that.
Thing.
Thank
really
you.
Thing.
Thank you. Carrie Madej, and I'll be right back with Farmer Kurt to find out what's going on really and truly with farmers and ranchers right now. It's kind of scary today. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.